By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 3rd of March, 2020, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not pick the place that's the best rated around? Of course, Ashley at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sue, even though, can you hear me, Sue?
Hi. Yeah,
and Sue's just, you know, packing her stuff up after doing the news as wonderfully as you always do.
Thank you. I'm on my way to vote.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for bringing that one up, because we're going to be talking about it here. And I'm here with my co-host, Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, everybody. And, hey, Ashley, do you have the weather right there?
I do.
Great. Can you tell us what the weather's going to look like on voting day?
We are looking at higher overnight temperatures because we have those north winds around between 14 and 18 miles per hour. So today's high will be a high of 80. So perfect, pleasant to get outside. If you have outdoor mowing and stuff to do before it gets too dry, go for it. Tonight's overnight low will be around 47 degrees, and so then we're looking at pretty much the same thing with less winds throughout the rest of the week. We have a chance for rain Friday night and into Saturday.
Wow, a chance of rain.
Oh, we need that rain.
We need the rain.
Yes.
Okay.
And today is National Mulled Wine Day.
Mulled wine.
Mm-hmm.
What is mulled wine?
Mulled wine?
M-U-L-L-E-D. Mulled.
It's made with spices in a warm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah. You think they of like apple orange, cider, but made with,
you know, chives. Wine. Not chives, but other things.
I'd like to try that.
You've tried everything else.
I'd like to try that.
You probably drink lighter fluid at some point in your career. Not really lighter fluid, as I have. In different places in the world.
You're incorrect. In the 80s in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, I ate a hot dog with unburnt lighter fluid on it, and I had an allergic reaction, had to go to the hospital.
I'm not going to...
Yeah, they shot me up with Benadryl, and I slept in the waiting room for, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 hours, and then someone came and got me and took me back home. That happened to me.
Yep. This morning we're going to have breakfast. I'm going to ask you the rest of the story.
Yep.
Hey, by the way...
Oh, you can imagine it.
By the way, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business in Anderson that does a lot for this community. It's won awards for hiring veterans. They're just super people down there, Shasta Gas and Propane. They're also now in the business of generators, because after what's happened with the fires and with the PG&E turning off power, they have a generator that's going to fit your needs down there at Shasta Gas Propane. So give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans all the time. Today, big day. Today is the day to vote. And I'm going to tell the story, and I tell it every year. And I was in Iraq, and women were going to vote. And they were, and it was a big thing. It was a big thing for them to vote. They hadn't had a chance to vote. At the same time, Al-Qaeda was blowing up polling stations, hitting them with mortars or vehicle-borne IEDs, blowing up polling stations because they didn't want to have free elections in Iraq. And so women were marching arm in arm, singing, crying, because they literally thought that if they voted, they could have been killed.
They would die.
And they went in and they voted, and their badge of honor was this. They'd stick their finger into this purple ink to show they voted. That's how they showed it. People voted. They'd stick their finger in the ink. And they came out. That was so proud for them. And here they were marching down, knowing that they could be killed, and several were, by the way, and they could be punished for voting. and yet they voted. And here we are in the United States.
The freedoms and liberties we enjoy.
The beautiful day that we're going to have today. You can vote.
The freedoms and liberties.
You can vote any way. You can vote by mail, which, I mean, you don't even have to leave your house. Or you just go down to the polling place, which is just what Linda and I love to do. I like to go down there and mark it.
It's an event.
It's an event.
You love that.
It's an event of freedom that so many men and women that have come before us, that fought with us, that are now fighting for this right for us to have to vote. I mean, it is probably one of the most important parts of our freedom in this country. And yet, people won't vote.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
oh, I don't know enough. Or, what? Oh, geez, my vote doesn't make a difference.
My vote doesn't count. It counts.
It counts. In one of our city council races, it was settled by 9 votes.
Unbelievable. Your vote would have counted.
Your vote would have counted.
You know, that's one of my favorite Facebook posts is just to put, my vote counted. Have you seen that? my vote counted.
But I urge you all to go out and vote. And as long as I'm sitting here, I'm urging you to think about Measure A.
Measure A, yes.
We have been behind Measure A since Joe Comente was on the show several months ago to talk about this. I think it's really a big step forward. That we need to, we can control, the money is controlled right here. It doesn't go to Sacramento, and it's going to fight crime and to help people, get them off the streets and get them into medically assisted treatment.
Look, nobody hates taxes more than I do. Trust me. I hate them.
I hate them too.
But the bottom line is we're in a position now where we're going to have to spend a little money, you know, to get the thing fixed. It's just like you own a home. And, you know, termite, and you go out one day and termites have invaded your home. You got to pay.
You got to pay.
Or you got to pay, man. That's how it is.
Or people that just want a jail. People, if you have a jail, you still need all the support elements around it.
Absolutely.
The DA, the public defender, the probation, the police. You know, it's like starting this business right here. I mean, I could have, I've got the best producers. I have the best office managers. I have the best talent. And yet, if I don't have electricity, I don't have internet, and I don't have just the things around here, telephones to make it work, it doesn't work. And that's where Measure A is. Okay.
Well, we'll see. And the bottom line is, if we can get it passed, I think there will be much talk in the future. I don't think we're going to forget that we passed Measure A and just start giving these agencies money. I think people are going to come out and hold them accountable.
No,
I think people are going to show up at these city council meetings and these board of supervisor meetings and these other places. And you might say, well, Ted, it's not a city tax. But guess what? A lot of those agency heads report to the city.
And let me tell you something.
They will come. I promise
very,
you.
I very, very rarely go to the board of supervisors because no matter what they've said about trying to have a meeting in the evening, you know, occasionally they don't ever do it because it's not important to them. I will go to those county board of supervisors at 9 o'clock more and leave here and go down there. And I also will be looking at the audit. I will also be looking to see if they are using the money the way the law says. And I think there's going to be a whole lot of people like me out there. So,
Right. I wholeheartedly agree. I think people have their finger on the pulse of this thing. And I think a lot of people have supported it and campaigned for it. And if it goes, they don't want to look silly.
No, and I tell you what, there's so many people involved in this thing that and I don't believe they will, but if they started using the money nefariously,
I
would lead the charge. I would lead the charge to recall every one of those people that did it.
I think we need to temper our expectation, not too much, but we need to temper it. Because once we get it passed, then, of course, there is an administrative process that we will go, the road we will go down before we get the new jail.
Oh, yeah. We have to get a bond.
Before we do that. But if it rolls into 2, 3, 4, and 5 years, I promise you, people are going to be.
Well, it's going to take a while to get the bond.
Right.
First of all. And that could take up to a year. So, I mean, yeah, okay. But in between there, though,
we can do a lot.
We'll be getting more police. We can start doing things like, as this money's rolling in, redo the courthouse, but put in, another 64 beds there. So then they start building it. So they get the bond, they start building it. So 2.5, 3 years from now, that jail's standing there. So
now,
it's not going to happen overnight.
Answer me this. Yes. Once they get the measure passed, how soon before we can start renting space outside the county for these people?
Well, it's gonna, I think it's like 60 or 90 days for it to get down to Sacramento and all this kind of, I mean, you know, for them to get all this stuff, you know, all the paperwork done. And then after that, right then,
we should
start
moving
them out.
As that
money starts coming in, they can start pushing people out of here.
Yeah.
Now, again, that relies on the other counties taking the people we want to send them. All these people are convicted. They're not waiting trial, so they're convicted already. But if they're crazy in the sense of anger management or violent or have medical problems, the other units won't take them. It's too much of a burden on them. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you have those. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk.
Turkeys. Let's talk turkey, buddy.
Make a sound.
Meow, 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 meow.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. A big shout out to Bill and Dana out down there who are running SST Oil. It's an employee-owned company. They both came up through the ranks. They're looking for good people. They're looking for drivers. They pay great. They take care of you. They take care of your retirement. They move oil all over the western United States, oil and gas. When it comes to firefighting, there's SST Oil. They're right there making sure the firemen or the fire crews have the diesel and the gas they need. And also the jet fuel to the helicopters and the planes. Yeah, they're real busy. They've got people in Colorado. And I think they may come back by now, but they were having problems down there, and so they had people in Colorado. Oh, I know what it was. It was because there was so much snow. They had two trucks down there moving jet fuel to the ski resorts. Because it was the snow was so good in Colorado this year that it was unbelievable the amount, you know, that the amount of people, but they were flying in their private planes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to take a quick break. 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, but the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are changing.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
I've had enough. Enough of the crime and lack of accountability. That's why I'm voting yes on Measure A. Yes, because I want to feel safe to take my kids to our parks. Yes, because I don't want my husband's work tools stolen again that we can't afford to replace. Yes, because I don't want to be afraid to walk to my car in town. Yes, because I want 500 more jail beds to hold criminals accountable. I want my kids to play safely outside. And that's why on March 3rd, I'm voting yes on Measure A.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure A, FPPC 1423301.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Easy. Pretty bad at hunting deer.
Welcome back. Hey, Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 today on the 3rd of March, 2020, 7:21 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today, a good day to go out and vote if you haven't voted by mail. Today is the day. Go down there, be someone. It's 56 degrees, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Also received 4 out of 5 stars on specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. It means they are highly rated, so they do it. So they do it correctly the first time. You don't see problems coming out of the operating rooms at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your choice, your health. Okay, Ted and I are here, and we got a big event coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We got the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet going on Saturday night, of course. The doors open at 4:30, and dinner is at 6:30. We post the colors at 6 o'clock, right on the money. I have 4 tickets to give away. I'm going to give them away 2 at a time.
Whoa.
Jim Spencer and Ken Hudson were our big winners last week. I've talked to them both. I got them lined out. If you do win a set of tickets, you can give me a call at 530-999-1822. I'll get all your information and put them on the tickets. You will become a National Wild Turkey Federation member. You'll get our great glossy magazine every month, and hopefully attend the dinner with you and I, Carl.
That's right.
Fun.
We're going to be there.
That's the 7th. We got class that day, but we're going to get class done, and I'll head straight down there.
Here we go.
And hopefully, it's just going to be a great time.
It's going to be a great day teaching shooting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then going to the wild turkey banquet. Right. And let me tell you something. No, we do not turn wild turkeys loose during this banquet. But we have lots of great raffle items. Kids are taking care of them. Turn them loose.
Wait a minute. Now you got me thinking. That might be pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
Just have them running around.
God is my witness, I thought they could fly.
Oh, they can fly. All over inside that building.
About the WKRP in Cincinnati when they took all the domestic turkeys and dropped them out of the helicopter.
Oh,
he says, Les Nesman, they're falling. Oh my God, they're like stacks of cement. Oh, the inhumanity. If you haven't seen that, go to YouTube. Look up WKRP in Cincinnati, the turkey drop day. So, now, do they have to call you, or can they call here and you get the information?
They can call here and I get
the
information.
Okay, so 605-4567, and these are tickets for Saturday. You're going to have a great time, great barbecue dinner. Who's doing that?
Provided by Dill's Deli.
Dill's Deli. And
does a whole pig?
Yeah, I can tell you what.
Whole pig right there on the table.
Chicken and all, you got all types of
chicken,
stuff.
Chicken, pork, all the fixins, of course.
All the fixins that go
got
along
with it. Got a great bar.
Yep. There's going to be a great time that evening. So if you want to go, give us a call, 605-4567, and snatch a couple of tickets right now, and we'll get the phones ringing. And what we'll do is get your phone number and your name, and then Ted will call you.
Yeah, you and I have two tables, 16 people.
That's right,
so,
16 people.
I have these two couples left to sit at the table. So
that's right, for the KCNR table there.
You bet.
Okay, and the phones are ringing, okay, as we speak. All right, you know, hey, Chris Matthews, you know Chris Matthews is on air, retired, resigned,
man. Was it based on that allegation?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. That sexism allegation has been around, I guess, for a long time, and they didn't really care. Because he didn't do anything. It wasn't anything to go to court on.
He
made her feel uncomfortable because he said, gosh, you know what, you're so beautiful, why haven't I fallen in love with you?
Right.
But I think what it was he went after Sanders hard. And then when he said Sanders winning was like the Nazis taking France, and then he mixed up two African-American congressmen, he mixed them up, who they were.
Mm.
And he says, you know, I've had a great run here, and it's time the young people, you know, coming up. And I know he was pushed out, I'm positive.
Absolutely.
He made like two or three mistakes, and they went after him. It's because he talked about socialism, how bad socialism is and what it could do to our country. And that just didn't go over really big with the Sanders has said MSNBC's against me, CNN's against me, and he used Matthews as an example. Anyway, Chris Matthews on the air said thank you, and he left, and somebody else took over for him.
I got news for Sanders. You know who's really against him? His own party.
Well, that's
who's really against him.
And now Biden is here. It is Super Tuesday, and California is going hard for Sanders.
Oh,
looks like. So, here we go. Here's your first winner, David.
All right, David, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be giving you a call, and we'll get you lined out.
Hey, you know, yesterday, you think that name does not sound familiar there, but here's, you know, you don't know who listens. So yesterday, you know, we park right behind the studios here. Well, there's an alley that goes through, and we get, you know, big trucks stop by because they deliver food. They deliver all types of stuff here. And this guy parks out in the alley, and I went over there, and I said, you know, it's really, it's really good for you to park out here, because if you come in here and you park behind us, nobody can get out. And a van came in the other day from a local business, and luckily I was going out. Otherwise, I'd have been blocked in here.
Right.
While they, you know, instead of parking 20 feet further out into the alley, he just came in and blocked probably 8 cars, because that's how big the van was. But I got there, and he moved it up, you know, enough. But I had to then back out totally out of the thing, out of our parking area. And I just told him, you know, it was professional. He goes, well, thank you very much. He said, yeah, there's a lot of non-professional drivers. He says, just like a lot of non-professional radio hosts. And I went, I looked at him, and he goes, I listen to you and Linda every morning. So for U.S. Foods and that driver, here's your shout-out, buddy.
Right on.
It just makes your day when somebody says, yeah, I listen to you guys every day. And anyway.
That's good stuff.
Yeah,
U.S. Foods, huh?
Yeah, U.S.
Absolutely
Foods.
Love it.
We talked about Chris Matthews. Oh, here's your favorite. You're going to love this. Joe Biden yesterday in his big thing in Texas calls Beto O'Rourke up on the stage, because Beto is going to, you know, he backs Biden. Biden says to him, Beto O'Rourke, this is not the last time you're going to see him. No, Beto's going to come in and take care of my gun control. He's going to lead my gun control efforts here in the United States. He said that. Now, you're going to see that again.
In Texas?
In the United States.
No, but he was in Texas.
He was in Texas. Huh? He's the one that calls for forcible confiscation of your M16 or AK. Forcible confiscation. Now, you got to remember.
That's different.
That's different.
That's big time.
So that's big time. So he's going to put him in charge. You're going to see that in lots of ads, I'm sure, if Biden becomes the nominee. But like you said, the Democrats are fighting like hell to keep Bernie from being there.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be interesting to see how this rolls out. because Elizabeth is still there. Will Elizabeth throw her weight behind Biden or Sanders when it gets, you know, when she, you know, it's clear that she's not going to win.
When she finally gets tossed, yeah.
So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, you know. We're going to have Brian Martin in here, in fact, in a couple minutes, talk a little bit about it. He's in here to talk about We Back to Blue. But you can see what River Commons can be. Are you tired of all of the things you have to do, like cooking, worrying about the plumbing, everything? Well, River Commons will take care of that. Gourmet chef, it's kind of like a mini cruise ship right here in the middle of Reading. Worry less, smile more. Give them a call at 238-5981. 7:30 in the morning here on the 3rd of March. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have our guest in the studio. We're going to be talking to him in a minute. It's the 3rd of March, of course, 7:34 in the morning, 56 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Why should you go to Judy? Well, let me tell you. She's been helping families since 1993, and all this health care that's going on, it's confusing as hell. I'm not sure what it means. You know, I'm one of those people that my health care is taken care of because of my service. But so many other questions to it. I'm talking to people yesterday, and I can't believe they get into this covered care. And they've got $6,000 deductible, and they've got two kids, and it only cost them $25 a month. But they told me that the money that, you know, that's paid into it, the $29,000, is counted as income and goes against their taxes.
What?
Yeah. I mean, and they told me that yesterday. I mean, and I'm going to have Judy on here because they extended it out. I'm going to have her explain all this. But she is the expert when it comes to your insurance and financial matters. Give her a call at 221-0441. Have her explain it to you. She's going to be on the show and see if we can understand it. But, you know, this is, you know, affordable health care, is it? Maximum Insurance and Financial. Okay. Ted Leidy is my co-host today. We have Brian Martin with us here from We Back to Blue, but also from River Common Senior Living.
Oh, yeah.
I just did a read for you, and I was looking out there at you, and I'm thinking, you know, I always describe River Commons as a mini cruise ship.
Absolutely.
Parked right there on a hilltop.
On
Hartnell. I knew it started with an H.
Yep.
On Hartnell. That, you know, I know people from the car fire, and they just said, you know what, that's it. That's it. And they've come, you know, come down to River Commons, and they found a home there.
Yep.
For people, and this isn't it's not an assisted living facility.
Nope.
It's for active seniors.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, so you've got you can get a two-bedroom place there, you bring your pets, and if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to travel this month. Kind of like lock it up and don't worry about
it. Yep. We got all the rest for you, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Okay, tell me about this gourmet chef. Every time I hear the gourmet chef thing, you know, people tell me, well, hell, the food is great down there.
It is wonderful. Yeah, it's all made there in our kitchen. It's not like a lot of the institutional food where they just kind of pull it out of the freezer or, you know, refrigerator and then heat it up. So it's made from scratch. It's food like all these residents grew up on, and it's, you know, a lot of comfort food and, you know.
Meatloaf.
I eat there every day, and it's delicious. It really is.
It's better watch out there, buddy.
Yeah.
You're not out there on the streets anymore.
Nope, yeah. Nope, I know.
What would you say is the biggest selling point of River Commons?
Well, it's just a really healthy place for a senior to come. You know, they don't have to worry about all the things that you normally worry about: food, socialization. You know, just having the comfort of being around people that you you know, grew up with similar life experiences.
You know, that's important too. You know, I have a friend that she's 89 years old. She lives in
Perfect.
Her home. Lives in her own home. Mm-hmm. She she's not ready to move out of her home.
Oh, I got
and,
that.
And very because common. She likes to go out and garden and all this, and she gets around really well and all this. I mean, she can't drive, but she gets around really well. She has her friends and this, and it is just incredible, you know, people of that age. That, you know, and she's so independent.
Yep.
And she says, you know, maybe there may be a time that she has to do that.
Sure.
Daughter wants her to move in with her. She says, I'm not going to have my daughter mother me. I mean, this is sure. Feisty. She's feisty.
Yeah.
But other people have said, you know what? It's time. It's time for us to travel, and it's time for us to be able to, you know, not have to worry about all this stuff every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you own a home. Stuff happens.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you're gone, pipes break.
Absolutely.
Break-ins happen.
Yep. I've got two residents from the vineyard, I think it is, that they came down because they had pipes break, and they're flooded out of their house, and it's like a 5-6 month reconstruction. So, you know, it's a nice, safe place to come, even if it was on a 5-6 month basis.
Oh, yeah. I never even thought of that.
Right.
Sure. Right. Something like that. Maybe it's long, you know, maybe you're recovering from a hip thing. I mean, you get around
sure.
and all that, but, yeah.
But so, a lot of times they come and try it, and they decide it's, you know, it's the place to stay. You know, just a nice place to live.
You know, Lisa talks about that quite a bit. She said that's really kind of her gig when we retire. She's like, hey, man, I want to move into a place where it's full of people my own age, and we can leave when we want. You know, she wants to retire. We both worked hard our whole lives, so she wants to retire and go and travel and Absolutely. Come back and not have to worry about a darn thing. And you know, she actually mentions that already. Like, oh, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, it's always good to think ahead.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Linda and I went to a place in Palm Springs. She was brought down to sing on Valentine's Day. And they flew us in. And this was the, I mean, the buy-in on this thing was incredible. Something like $1 million.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, so you can imagine what this place was like.
Sure.
And I mean, the staff, how much staff was there. They dressed for dinner. They had their own bar.
Oh, wow.
Down there at sure. their own bar and all this. And so, I mean, but that was for people that and I met the former CEO of or senior vice president of Wells Fargo and all these other people sure. that were there. Because it took away, they didn't have to worry about all the things. And the accoutrements was there. The rooms were beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, big yep. swimming pool, the whole thing. This was also a facility like yours.
Yeah.
You know, you don't maybe have the swimming pool and the bar. You might want to think about the bar.
And you don't have to buy in.
You don't have to buy in.
Right.
Just month to month there.
Yeah, that. That's right. Oh, yeah, that was, oh, yeah. They had sliding scales that I couldn't even get close to.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway, that's great.
Should I say River Commons for the rest of us?
Yeah. If you're wondering where to spend that next million, you know, but River Commons is a is like I said, it's right downtown here. So
Brian, what's the age?
Oh, you know, we have them as young as late 60s up to 102.
Oh, wow.
Everything okay. between. Oldest I've ever had was 107, Esteline Watkins, and super sharp. Our 102, it's going to be 102 here in a little bit, still comes down and plays piano for us by memory, doesn't use music, and just she's just amazing.
Incredible.
So, wow. Yeah. What would you say is the primary reason for people coming there?
Well, it's a lot of times it's the isolation. It's, you know, what I call a failure to thrive. It's, you know, you can't, your friends and family are out of the area. You just, you know, there's not a lot that kind of, you feel like you're kind of past your meaning. And once you get back into being around people, you have friends, you're doing things, you're going places. It reinvigorates people, and I love that. It's the best thing in my job. I'll have people come in with their mom or dad or, you know, both, and mm-hmm. and they're, you know, kind of down in the mouth a little bit, and they come back in a month and tell me, I cannot believe that's the same people I brought in here.
We're here with Brian Martin from River Commons. What I'm going to do is take an early break, and we're going to come back and talk about We Back the Blue, because Brian is one of the founders of We Back the Blue.
Yes, I am.
And I want to talk about some things that are going on there.
Awesome.
But I had to bring up about River Commons.
Well, thank
because
you.
I think it's a quality place, and I think what you just said is real important. You know, as people age, the people around them have either moved away, maybe passed on, their families have left the area. All
can't drive.
Things.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, they don't feel comfortable driving, you know, especially at night. And so they've gone to a place that, hey, there is a ready-made audience
Absolutely.
Right there for your to run into, to do things with, play cards, tell stories, all those things. That's like you and me. You know, you and I will end up living in the same area.
I'm in. I told you I'm already planning
yeah,
on it.
And we're going to be on the good. We're going to be on the porch rocking when we're in our 90s, talking about. Hey, remember that time we went to Perump? Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is there for your loved one. You know, for people that maybe you've had a maybe you have had an operation and they're not getting around as well, or a loved one that is at the point where they need some help around the house. That's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has been doing this for over 16 years. She's won Best in the North State so many times I can't even keep count of it. All of her people there are well-trained, background-checked. She has nobody working for her that she would not have in her home helping around her home. So that's really important. She'll give you a complimentary in-home consultation to help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can't put this possum in a cage. Our body's old, but it ain't impaired. I don't need your rocking chair.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Say goodbye to your window, fancy car.
Do it!
Redding, California. According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, NICB, Redding has ranked as the sixth highest rate of car theft in the nation, with nearly 575 cars stolen for every 100,000 people, and car thefts being 2.69 times higher than the national average. Stop the crime spree. Vote yes on Measure A on March 3rd. Jail beds, police officers, prosecutors, accountability for criminals. Yes on A.
Paid for by Committee in Support of Measure A. FPPC number 142-3301.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
It's time to glow at the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcr1460.com.
Moses naturally were punks.
Gee, Officer Grupp, he was very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, 3rd of March, 7:48 in the morning. Ted Leidy is my co-host today, and that music was from West Side Story. Officer
yes,
Krupski.
Was.
Officer
yes.
Krupski, you know, how can you, you know, from the teen gang there that dances so well in the streets of New York. Every time I saw him coming down the street, it was like, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. I had a feeling that if they did that now in the streets of New York, dancing like that, it would be bloodshed on the streets.
Not as long as it's down Broadway, I think.
Maybe down Broadway.
Well, actually, West Side Story is throwing a bit of a fit and just making the news in Broadway right now, but that's beside the point.
Okay. you know, you are the ever, ever deep fountain of knowledge.
Useless knowledge. I'm great for trivia nights because I will both DD and make your trivia night rock.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is a great store to go to. Henry and Rebecca have had the store now for 5 or 6 years. They bought it from Leonard Silverman, who's been there for 30-something years. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a great selection of jewelry. Linda loves it there. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding where you can get your watches repaired, everything there. They can, if you have a design in mind, they can build it for you using gems from all over the world. Very reasonably priced. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. Ted Leidy and I are here with Brian Martin, who is one of the founders of We Back the Blue, and there's something coming up.
Yeah, we have our Operation Code 9 coming up starting the 24th of this month, March, at Simpson University. And it's a five-day thing that is going on up there. The first 2 days are for command staff. The next two are for frontline first responders. And then the last day, which is a Saturday, the 28th, is for families of first responders, and it's dealing with the issues of PTSD and suicide prevention, which is a crisis in our first responder community.
Yeah, as we know, the and this is free.
We raised the money last year, $15,000. We worked hard to raise that. It's not a glamorous thing to try and raise money for, but we felt very, very important.
Yeah, this is, and we're talking about PTSD and suicide. Yeah. And suicide is a, it's one of those silent things that people don't really mm-hmm. talk about.
Yeah.
But in New York, I think they had like, what, six policemen in the space of a month?
Well, it was like in 1 week they lost, I think, five. Or
lost
something.
Five
was
in
terrible.
1 week. They just killed themselves. Yeah. And it was a, it's a horrendous problem. It's, you know, and we talk about veterans. 22 a day,
yeah.
Committing suicide, but the work gets to you, and if you're taught, or if you think that the best thing to do is just keep it inside, mm-hmm. that hey, you know, they're not going to understand your family, but if you have PTSD, your family has PTSD.
Yep, that's true,
because it comes out in different ways.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do these guys come from who are teaching this class? Because you have to bring them in. Is that correct?
Yeah, Code 9 is a nationally certified organization that's their mission is to help with those issues, and they train all over the country. And this is something that they can actually use training funds for to go, but. Not all departments are willing to support that. So, we've made it very, money not to be an issue. They can mm-hmm. come, and we're talking any first responder. It could be a dispatcher. It could be a flight nurse. Anybody can get PTSD that's out there. And
oh,
you never
no,
know
no
when
question.
It's going to hit you. You know, it's really sad to see some of these stories. You know, if you have somebody that's, months from retirement commit suicide, which happened right here in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful officer, and then have that happen. And, Erica and I, Erica is the vice president, both have had friends that are in law enforcement within the last, I'd say, 4 years now that committed suicide. And, it gets to you, and it can get to you. And when you're supposed to be Superman or woman, those things, could be dealing with a kid or could be a fireman out there that's, dragging somebody out of a wreck or a kid out of a car. You never know.
And well, you get into these things and then you get into the fact that, there was just a woman killed on a rollover here.
Sure.
Young lady.
19 years old, I think. Yeah.
And so the officers there that have to see this, and it's never pretty. That here's a 19-year-old, and that we want our officers to be unemotional. Because we don't want you working on emotion out there, because,
sure.
If you worked on emotion, you'd be taking that nightstick out and or your baton and rapping people all the time, because this is the 15th time I've seen you, you piece of,
Yeah.
And you're fighting me every time. And so every time you fight me, this just builds up. But we want our police to be unemotional about it. Oh, no, just treat them like you would any other scumbag, even though you've seen him 15 or 16 or 100 times. And so it builds up. And if you don't have a way of expressing that peer-to-peer counseling or the other things are, it starts building up on you. So when you have this code 9. Mm-hmm. Code 9 yep. comes here, and it's open for all of our first responders, whether you are a dispatcher or not.
All over North.
Because dispatchers are out there listening to all the stuff that's going on.
And how helpless is that to listen to some of those calls? You know, people don't think of that, but, you know, and they don't even often know exactly how the outcome is.
Yeah.
Because they've moved on to other things.
Yeah. You know, got a domestic violence call, and you've got, and the woman's screaming on the other end,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to get officers there as fast as she can, and then something else happens, so it moves on. And so what happened?
Yeah.
Did dispatchers ever, are they ever, I guess they could come back and follow up on it.
Well, they could.
I mean, but not right then.
It could be something that they just move on because they have to, and then, you know, but it still haunts them.
Of course it does.
You know, that's just difficult. You know, I was working when now Chief, or actually just retired Chief Roger Moore was shot. And that is a terrible feeling to be listening to the radio and knowing that somebody that you care about's out there and you know he's been shot. And, you know, you're not there, and, mm-hmm. you know, the help's not there yet either.
And that was a close-in shootout between Roger and the bandit there.
Yeah, so it was a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, listening to Brian's voice, Brian's very calm. I mean, you can tell this. He's the manager of River Commons, of course, so it's, you know, it's good to have a calm person. But this has impacted on you just like combat tours that have not have had have impacted on us, and you can't get away from it. You can ignore it, you can push it down. For me, 6 months after I got back from Desert Storm, I swore I was having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
A heart attack. Sure. I mean, everything, heart's racing, blood pressure up. My ex-wife grabs me and takes me down to Camp Pendleton to the Naval Hospital. I get in there, they're looking at me, my blood pressure is sky high, the sweating, the whole thing. They put a IV into me, nothing attached to it, but it's for a heart attack. And they do the EKG, my heart's fine. Mm. And the guy looks at me and he goes, "When did you get back?" And I went, it's been 6 months. He goes, mm-hmm. "Yeah, you're stressed. You're having a stress attack right now, attack, panic attack, anything." I said, "For what? It's been 6 months." And he goes, "We're starting to see you all now." And as soon as he said that, blood pressure just dropped dramatically.
Yeah.
Took the thing out of my arm, and I left. So that was it's interesting because it works on you, and you don't even know it's working on you until something happens.
Yeah. A lot of times those things, you'll dream about them for over and over and over with different scenarios. You know, your radio didn't work that time, or backup didn't get there that time, or your gun didn't work, or whatever it is, and so it can really haunt you. And it's something that in our culture of, like I said, first responders are supposed to be supermen and women, and they aren't supposed to have things bother them. And so it's not that readily, they don't readily accept the fact that they need to get help.
How many people can you take?
We have 120 spots each day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how's it look as far as the turnout?
You know, I haven't checked in, but it sounds like it's going real well. We've still, I think, got spots for the family. And, you know, we're getting calls all the way as far as Sacramento. So we would love to help any first responder. You know, we've got it here. Take advantage of it, please.
And it's going to be out at Simpson University.
Simpson University.
Well, we're having the president of Simpson University, Dr. Norm Hall,
is
standing right out there. And he's going to come in next, right after you. We're going to be talking about Simpson. They've got a big thing going today, too. Their business luncheon, and their guest speaker is this a gent that is a former SR-71 pilot.
Wow.
Yep. But more than that, worked his way back on active duty after being shot down in Vietnam.
Wow.
And burnt. Burnt.
Wow.
So got himself back on active duty, and this guy is a tremendous speaker.
Wow.
And he's going to be out at the business luncheon today at Simpson. So business leadership, which I plan on going to. So, but, Brian, I just want to say thank you from the community for what you've done with We Back to Blue.
Well, thank you.
Y'all have provided equipment and dogs and everything you can imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing in 5 years what we've done. You know, I was thinking about that today. I'm sure.
What are some of the? Can you give a few of the accomplishments? You're not bragging. You're just saying these are the things we've done.
We've helped the car fire. You know, we raised money for car fire, first responders uniforms, because a lot of those people got their homes burned out, and just the general victims. We've, like you said, dogs. We've done
dogs. By the way, are not inexpensive.
No, about $15,000 a piece.
Did you know that those dogs?
Yeah, well, I knew they were a lot, but I didn't know they were $15,000. Yeah.
Anyway, Brian Martin, we back to blue. When's Code 9 going to happen now?
Again, 24th, 25th for command staff, 26th, 27th for first run, responders frontline, and then family day on the 28th, Saturday.
Yeah.
I do want to thank Simpson. They are donating the use of their facility up there.
Oh, nice.
They're good people. They're good people.
Absolutely. Definitely.
We'll get you together with Dr. Hall here as soon as we take a break, which is right now. We got a break. Dr. Norman Hall and I see another one of his professors up there. He's going to be with us at the 8 o'clock hour. 7:59 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back. When you were eight and you had
bad traits, you go to school. Sauer from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. 9 deaths reported after 2 tornadoes ripped through Nashville early this morning. Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter says there are a lot of downed power lines.
The power crews are down there working as we speak. Also, we want to make sure that everyone understands this is a very dangerous area. If you have a down power line at your home, please treat it as it is live.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Rose says one of the tornadoes passed really close to his home.
I got woken up in the middle of the night by the storm, and my wife and my dog and I had to hide under in our first on our coat closet underneath the stairs, because we could actually hear the tornado where we were, passed very close to our house.
One tornado near downtown Nashville reportedly stayed on the ground into Hermitage, about 10 miles east of the city. Other areas reporting extensive damage included Mount Juliet and Germantown. Joe Biden told a crowd in Houston last night his campaign is far from dead.
As I stand here today because of the minority communities, I am very much alive because of you.
14 states taking part in Super Tuesday primaries today, some 1,357 delegates in play. The moderate wing of the Democratic Party appears to be bonding in an effort to knock off Bernie Sanders. Last night, former rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar appeared with Biden at a Dallas rally, endorsing the former vice president. China officials say they see the coronavirus crisis in their territory ebbing.
China's seeing some encouraging signs that their quarantines are working. We're seeing low numbers of new cases, relatively low. 125 new cases reported Tuesday, down from Monday and far down from what we had seen in the week prior.
That's Matt Sidensky reporting. Meanwhile, in the United States, concern increasing. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How many times have you invested in something and realized a couple of months down the line that it's not all you were told? They forgot a couple of key details. They didn't exactly tell you what was going to happen. Sound familiar? I'm Colin Plume, and I'm president of Noble Gold Investments, and I hate these stories. I set up Noble Gold Investments with a team that I personally trust to serve you as you learn more about investing in precious metals. Whether you're a millionaire or whether you're struggling to get a handle on your investments, we have thousands of clients in every income bracket. Noble Gold Investments customizes the recommended solution to fit your unique situation. We help our clients with their 401ks, their IRAs, even with collector's gold and silver that they want to keep at home for emergencies, or maybe an investment away from the banks. We'll safeguard your wealth, and we'll make sure you're okay whatever happens out there in the markets. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The Middle East's largest airline, Emirates, says it's reduced or grounded flights due to the new virus.
Emirates says it's adjusted its schedules and capacity to meet the challenge in passenger demand and asked employees to take paid and even unpaid leave for up to a month at a time. The airline has cancelled flights to all cities in China except Beijing. The world's largest airline trade association, IATA, said Mideast carriers have already lost around $100 million worth in revenue due to a drop in ticket sales because of the virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's Olympic minister said today the contract to hold the Tokyo Games only specifies the event has to be held during 2020. Seiko Hashimoto's response to a question in the upper house of parliament implies the Olympics could be held later in the year and would not have to start on July 24th as planned. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump is asking pharmaceutical companies to accelerate work on the development of a coronavirus vaccine.
The president and members of his coronavirus task force met with executives from drug companies, including GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. The administration is pushing for a vaccine as soon as possible, but top U.S. health officials say any vaccine is up to 18 months away. The White House is also expected to meet this week with top executives from U.S. airlines and the cruise industry over the impact of the virus to their businesses. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump administration reassuring state governors they will be reimbursed for at least part of what they spend as an attempt to contain the coronavirus. Federal spending is being fast-tracked in Congress, where bipartisan negotiations are already complete on $7 to $8 billion in emergency funding. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Denham. Details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. So, yeah, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today is the 3rd of March, 2020, 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Rated number one in one in the top 50 in the United States when it comes to cardiovascular care. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ashley, and what's it look like for weather for today and rest of the week?
Happy National Soup It Forward Day.
Soup It Forward
that's,
Day.
Love
it.
That's what it says.
We are still holding out for the National Taco Day. When you can
yeah,
go
I'm pretty sure that's
get
in May.
Yeah, and go out and get free tacos.
We're looking at north to northeast winds this morning around 14 miles per hour, gusts as high as 18. But those winds are keeping us a little warmer overnight, so it was like 50, 55 degrees when I got into my car this morning. We are looking at a high near 80 degrees today, low around 47 tonight. And we're looking at pretty much that until Friday. We're looking at a few more clouds on Friday with a high near 65 and a chance of rain Friday night.
Okay, that's... It's all cheer for rain.
Yay!
Yay, rain.
Let's do this.
Let's do
Come
this.
On, rain.
Come on, rain. Come on. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, better-known business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has won awards for hiring veterans. This is a great group down there, Chuck and Judy Kenny and all their crew down at Shasta Gas Propane, and they are now selling generators. To the community, especially after PG&E has this tendency just to turn off your power without you knowing about it. And so they have generators for all sizes, one for your house or just to have on to keep all the food that you have in the freezer. Different types of food that like Ted Lighty has in the freezer, still there.
And what, taquitos and frozen chalupas and
daiquiris, frozen daiquiris that are in there.
Yeah.
I'm here with Ted Lighty, of course. He's my co-host today. And today we welcome Simpson University, and I have Dr. Norman Hall, of course, who is the president of Simpson University, who has done remarkable things in the time he's been here, and also the new provost, Dale Simmons. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have to put you up there by the microphone there, doctor. There you go.
Good morning.
Though that your dulcet tones are just great.
Yeah, I have my jazz voice this morning.
You have your jazz voice this morning. So, hey, you know, Brian Martin from We Back the Blue is just in here, and you all are offering up your facility there for the for our first responders at no cost, which is really cool. So that we can bring in our first responders with this group called Code 9. And Code 9 helps the first responders with post-traumatic stress disorder. And they have both the leadership coming in, of course, and, you know, then all the officers. But then on the last day or two, they have the families in there. Because if you have PTSD, trust me, your family's got PTSD, mm-hmm. either reacting to you or something like that. So just a thank you for doing things like that. But that's one of the many things that you do.
Well, thank you. And I, since you mentioned it, I...
me trying to adjust things here.
Okay. So, Carl, just a side note, you know, one of the reasons, as you know, that I was attracted to work at Simpson is our unapologetic commitment to our armed services. And in one of my first weekends, I had the opportunity to participate in the unveiling of our memorial wall for those who have served. And it's really at the center of who we are at Simpson. And if you don't know about Andrew Tuggle, who's our director of our Veterans Affairs program, where we really specialize in supporting veterans who want to get back into their college career, check us out. Because we were ranked number 11 in the nation for veteran support at universities last year. So Andrew Tuggle. And then I might also mention we've just started with former Chief Paletti. We've just started an Army National Guard emphasis that comes with some pretty substantial scholarshiping along the way. So look for Simpson University to be leading in the space of supporting our local men and women in blue and in the armed services.
Well, you know, the that's just a number. That's just another thing. That's Simpson University, and you think of Simpson University of Reading. You know,
that's right.
This is
Reading's hometown university.
There you go. And you know, people don't realize that there's so much more that's happened since you've been there, Doctor. Can you talk a little bit about all the new different classes and courses that are offered out there?
Sure, sure. If you don't mind, I'm going to highlight a few and then let the provost talk about some of the specifics. But
because I'm going to ask the provost, what is a provost?
Okay.
I'll wait till you get on there.
All right,
see, that's an easy question for me to ask. And you know, that's one of those softballs I'll lob at you. What exactly is? Okay.
So this last year we started kinesiology. And that's exciting because it started with 29 students, and it's just a great. We'll ask Dale some more about what can a person with a degree in kinesiology do. So write that one down if you would. It's a very useful degree, and then we received grants and gifts totaling over $1 million to start majors in digital media, engineering, and computer information systems. And, of course, those start off as an emphasis and then emerge into full majors. So those who are thinking about getting into that space in the North State that really virtually guarantees quality income and a quality lifestyle with influence and opportunity, then they should be thinking about those degrees. So I'm going to go ahead and let Dale, if you're all right with it, Carl, we'll let Dale talk a little bit more about those degrees.
Sure.
So what is a provost?
Well, in the Middle Ages, the provost was the keeper of the jail or the asylum.
That's what I thought. I thought it was something like that.
Wow.
So Dr. Hall's eyes got really wide on that one.
Yeah.
So the keeper of the jail or the asylum.
Yes. So
things have kind of changed since then. Huh?
Not much.
Not
I'm basically the chief academic officer. I'm over all the academic programs and generally it literally means placed second. It's the first among equals on the president's cabinet and serves in the president's stead when the president can't be
so
there.
So you're like the deputy president.
Well.
So how long have you been there?
I've been there, go way back to June.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, Dr. Hall has been bringing in people from all over the United States. Where were you from before here?
I was most recently at Fresno Pacific.
At Fresno Pacific.
Yes, in terms of my work assignments. Mm-hmm. But I was living in the Chicagoland area for the last 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yes.
And you got out of there unscathed.
Yes, indeed.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think about Redding?
I enjoy it. It's I used to live in the Southern Oregon area, so I'm a little bit familiar with this territory. I like to tease people that I've always wanted to see what the other side of Mount Shasta looked like.
Well, there you are. You're here. Mm-hmm. So have you enjoyed your time here since June?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's good. You know, it's a great town. Mm-hmm. It's a great area. Yeah, you know, not that we don't have our concerns now and then. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated out there. Two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street and one at 192 Hartnell in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. These are people that want to help move your dreams forward. Go on in and talk to them. See what they can do for you, because I guarantee you, Cornerstone Community Bank wants your business, and they want to help you succeed. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Ted Leidy, Carl Bott with Dr. Norm Hall, and Dale Simmons from Simpson University of Reading.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines are 605-4567. 8:19 in the morning here on the 3rd of March. 57 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. It's going to be another beautiful day. It looks like we might have a chance for some rain Friday and Saturday. We can all sit down tonight and say, rain, rain. We need it.
We need it badly.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bostiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, in their 10th year of operation here. The only place I go to buy guns is down there at Bostiani Arms because of customer service, having everything I need in stock at fair prices. And veterans get discounts at Bostiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. Before we get back to Dr. Hall and Mr. Simmons, we have more tickets to give away for this Saturday's extravaganza at the National Wild Turkey Foundation's
National Wild Turkey Federation, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 4:30. I'll be there. You'll be there.
I'll be there.
We'll all be there.
We're loading up a table for KCNR.
Guns, turkeys, kids. I mean, you name it, we got
it. Better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. Okay.
Live auction items, African safaris, Perry. Cremens and Just for Hunting donated two turkey hunts that we're going to be auctioning off. I'll probably end up.
Those are like $500 or $600.
$850
if you're going to buy a turkey hunt. Get a turkey hunt. But you get to go out with Ted. Maybe.
Trips to Costa Rica. What else we got? Oh, just all kinds of stuff we're auctioning off. And you know, here's the thing: we use the money to fund our youth program locally. Which on Sunday, we were just out at the Reading Gun Club with 21 youth, teaching them how to shoot trap, teaching them how to pattern their shotguns, teaching them about turkeys, sportsmanship, ethics.
Etiquette in the blind.
This is
important. You know, you think, what do you mean etiquette in a blind? Well, if you've ever been in a blind with a 12-year-old, you understand what etiquette is.
No bodily functions in the blind.
Nothing like that.
None of that goes on.
And it's also for their guardian, many of whom have never hunted before themselves. So, okay, Dad, you sit back there and be happy and take photos and all that and don't say a word.
No video games in the blind.
No video games.
Too much light off your phone.
There you go. So we're going to give away two tickets.
Two tickets.
605-4567, and you can score two tickets, sit at the KCNR table. Right there at the National Wild Turkey Foundation dinner this Saturday, 605-4567. These are valuable tickets.
$120.
$120? For the Saturday. Phones are ringing. Okay.
$120.
Okay, now, let's go back to Simpson University of Reading with Dr. Norm Hall, who, of course, is the president, who has done so many things there, but also with Dale Simmons, who is the Simpson provost. And I found out that provost in the ancient days meant you were in charge of the jail and the asylum.
Yeah. You were the provost marshal on base.
Oh, yeah, the provost marshal, of course. You know, sure. Yeah, you know, and working for, you know, locking people up. But it's not like that anymore.
No.
You know, we talked about these new courses you're coming into. One of the things, and I'll just let people know, I'm on the citizens group that meets on a regular basis.
Simpson Advisory Council.
And we, one of the things we talked about years ago was trying to get these kind of courses in there because this is the future of education, is the more we can push out there in the tech side of it. So what do you have there that would attract our young people?
Sure. Well, we have before the regional accrediting body right now a 3+2 engineering program It's pending their approval that will allow students to go their first 3 years at Simpson and then take another 2 years at a partner school where they can then end up with a bachelor's degree from Simpson and either another bachelor's or a master's degree from the partner institution. Engineering's kind of unique in that way. Usually a 3-2 program results in a master's degree, but sometimes engineering results in a second bachelor's.
Okay.
But that allows them to get the degree in a shorter time span and get a high-quality degree. And the person that's helping us to head that up is Larry Weir, who was the head of the former chair of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Chico State for nearly 40 years.
Wow.
So we brought in a real strong champion to lead those efforts for us. We also are working on programs in digital media. That's actually already up and running. And that's an emphasis within our communications program and then a computer information systems program within our business program.
Did you usually have any problem? This is just started, though, right?
Yeah.
And do you have any? You have, so we don't have any graduates yet from this program.
Not yet.
But these are high paying jobs.
Absolutely.
If you can code and write these types of things, I mean, you don't even have to code anymore.
Right.
I learned how to code. And a couple years ago, and just to see what it was, see how hard it is. And it's definitely hard, but you don't need to do all of that. You have to understand it to be able to thrive in this industry.
That's right.
Yes.
And, Carl, I don't know if you've probably been to the conferences that talk about the ACES scores in the North, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we know is that we have some real challenges with students having good and meaningful employment that would cause them to want to stay in the North and invest their lives in the North. So we talked to the CEOs of Apex and Sierra Pacific and, of course, Barry at the city about what the careers were that are most needed. And so what we did was we developed degree programs that would serve the needs of the North State, not only the current needs but the emerging needs. As we said, right on top of San Francisco and Silicon Valley, and people are moving this way, and of course, you know, the city's moving toward the smart initiative with the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting ourselves up to be a powerhouse in the North. That's the city of Reading. And so Simpson wants to feed into that movement. Highly qualified, highly trained, experienced, engaged, motivated young people who want to serve not only expertly in their field, but in leadership in the city. And so we feel like we're doing this this movement in the STEM space is deliberately aimed at serving the North State. And you're right, the jobs coming right out of college start in the 70,000 neighborhood, and they go up from there. And we think that that is a tremendous emerging opportunity for the North.
Well, when I look at it, the fact is that if we get that high speed, if we get the fiber cable, what that's going to do is it's going to open up the areas from the Silicon Valley that will want to put the back end of their
absolutely
of their businesses here. And if we've got people already graduating from the college, from the university,
right,
with this is going to make it just that much easier. So now you're bringing in tech companies, yes, and we can feed them from right here.
That's right. Yeah. And really, applause for Adam McElvain for his work in spearheading this new initiative.
Oh, this has been Adam, and he's we've talked about it in the past, but Adam's the first one. Now, I'm sure he ran. One of the reasons he ran was to try and do this. My sister lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, one of those cities that brought in the fiber optic cable,
right,
and their business has exploded.
It's transformative.
There. It's
that's
transformative.
Right.
Now, there's other reasons along with that, of course. You know, it's easier to do business in Tennessee.
Right.
But she has said that fiber optic has, you could see it from the beginning. So having that ability to push a lot of information all over the city, all over the area here, and be able to have that link down to the large companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is going to be it's
absolutely
going to be great
game changer,
for us.
Yeah. Right?
And you all are positioning yourselves there to be able to take advantage of that by training all of our local kids.
That's exactly our purpose. And sometimes you've asked me, Carl, what do you think of Reading? Well, I think it's fantastic because there are forward thinkers in Reading who are absolutely dedicated to the country and the standards that we value because of the sacrifices that have been made. And Simpson University just wants to do their part. That's the simple facts.
You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, people think of private universities as being too expensive. And one of the things I learned there, you know, on the Citizens Advisory Group was that it's not that expensive.
Right.
I mean, you can the number of programs that are out there, you're not selling your soul to the company store to be able to get a degree.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there are two things happening there. One is that we're adjusting our curriculum so that we signed a thing called the ADT agreement, which came out of the governor's office a couple of years ago, where we're committing ourselves to making sure that students that transfer from community colleges can finish in 4 years when they transfer to Simpson. So that's one of the very affordable avenues that young people have in the North, because as you know, we have an excellent community college here at Shasta under the leadership of Joe Weiss. And then if those students want to come over and if they want to be on the basketball team or the track team, we have the curriculum and the co-curriculum to meet their needs. The other thing you need to know is that we have scholarships. For instance, a NorCal scholarship is up to $15,000. And our students, most of whom qualify for Cal and Pell. So if you take that $15,000 plus the other 15 or so thousand, you're at $30,000 right away. Our total price right now is $41,500. We also have a matching grant, so if you have an uncle or aunt or a church that wants to sponsor you, we'll match up to $3,000. So if you're doing the math, that's $36,000 of discount for the student before they ever have to put a personal dollar down. Now, here's one thing that you can't miss. Apex Technologies, which is a great company here in town, has offered virtually any of our students who want to work in the summer great jobs at above minimum wage, and they're embedded at the university as a tech, kind of a tech think tank. Also, if students want to work in the Alliance Redwoods, you know, the zip line tours that fly through the Redwoods like Star Wars, again, we can virtually guarantee kids jobs in the summer. So if you take that 36 plus a summer job, you're having your education virtually paid for. When you're done, you're debt-free.
Well, you know what? We got to take a break here, but that is so important. I mean, I worked during the summers.
Yeah.
And then I worked while I was going through school. I mean, I know, Ted, you know, you were still in the military on for at least portion of your degree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I finished right when I was getting ready to retire. So I did college for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But the
we like you.
I did college from a foxhole in Iraq, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, we did correspondence. We were there
correspondence
the entire
courses.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Norman Hall from Simpson and also Dale Simmons, who is the provost marshal at the Simpson University. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. This is another veteran-owned business that, you know, provides the quality service that you expect when you and if you want somebody working on your HVAC. On time, very professional, any make or model of heating or cooling systems, we're on their plan where every 6 months they come in, they change the filters, they make sure the air ducts are working, the thermostats are working, and then our systems are working efficiently so we don't get hit so hard on electric bills. All of this at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org. 8:31 in the morning, 57 degrees, going up to 80 degrees today. It's going to be beautiful. We'll be right back.
Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. Y'all, there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's the 3rd of March, 2020, 36 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments now. You give them a call at 244-9478. And just remember, this is man's last stronghold. You're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV set when you're in there. You're going to see hockey fights. Hockey games.
You converted me. I'll admit it.
I did.
I had a stylist for many years.
A stylist.
I had a stylist for 15 years.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it was tears. It was tears from both sides when you said, hey, I've got to go down to man's last stronghold. You know?
Yeah. Hey. I broke up with her face to face. I didn't call her, text her.
You didn't ghost her.
Mm-mm.
No, that's,
I went and told her.
It's the manly thing to do.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Today, out at Simpson, and I'll talk about this real quickly and let Dr. Hall chime in. It's your annual business leadership luncheon, the 18th annual business leadership luncheon today. And the speaker today is going to be,
Brian Shule.
Brian Shule, retired major, who was a Air Force pilot that was shot down in Vietnam, got burnt, but worked his way back up on active duty and became an SR-71 Blackbird pilot.
That's right.
Flew a lot of real important missions, including the ones that took the photos of the rockets or the missiles down in Cuba.
Cuba.
That's right.
Yeah, so this guy speaks all over the United States, and he is quite the guy. So it's not too, it's not too late to get
it's
a ticket.
It's not too late. $50 per person, $500 per table. We've got about 30 tables, and so anybody who's anybody is going to be there today, and we are thrilled. I think Carl Bott's going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm anybody, if it's everybody, but I will be there because I'm looking forward to this. First of all, this is another thing that Simpson University does for our community. Like, I want to hear what this guy says. He's gone through adversity. He's come back from that. You know, it's not easy becoming a SR-71 pilot.
No.
Oh,
we called him. We called him Habus.
Habus
in Okinawa, where they flew out of Okinawa. Habus being the Cobra snake-like equivalent over there, and the Habu Squadron. So, and they used to be based just right down the road here.
Travis, I mean at Beale.
Beale, yeah.
Well, you know, Brian Shull is one of the rare remaining extraordinary people that you would meet. As you said, Carl, he was shot down, burned at one point, held captive and survived all that before going on to be an SR-71 pilot. He is an absolutely exceptional person, one of the rare few people that you could meet, and hearing his story is well worth the hour, and we're going to have a quality lunch. And please don't let me forget that Merchant Bank is one of our primary sponsors. Speaking of
Merchants Bank of Commerce.
Hometown heroes, Merchants Bank of Commerce.
The doors open 11:30. Event begins at noon. There's still some spots left. I think that I think this is going to be a great luncheon and a great learning experience. So
absolutely.
I can't wait to hear it myself.
We might even have some of our national champion bass fishermen standing around shaking hands.
You know,
14th in the first year. 14th at the national tournament in Leesburg, Florida. And if you want to see pictures of massive fish, go to the Simpson Bass Instagram page and Facebook. You will not believe those fish. Of course, they have to throw them back, but pretty amazing.
Well, you know, you've had you've opened up a lot of the athletic side, Dr. Hall.
We're having some fun. You know, if you can attract young people to do what they enjoy in the co-curricular space, then you can provide a transformative education that allows them to sharpen their faith and become extraordinary citizens, and that's what we're about.
Your basketball team, your front line is averaging like 6'10".
That's right.
It's an international team ranging from England and other spots in
Turkey, Greece,
but
England.
Also Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, that's
Cottonwood,
right.
Cottonwood, California.
You're, I love that.
Yeah,
my hometown.
Your hometown.
Cottonwood, baby.
Yeah, so you've got players from all over the world there. You've got people trying out or qualified for the Olympic trials, I believe.
In swimming.
Right. Oh, wow.
Our brand-new swimming team is knocking it out of the park. Our baseball team under Dan Tating, a local legend in coaching and math teacher here locally, is leading our varsity and JV team in their best season probably in the history of Simpson University right now. So if you get a chance to get down to the city field and watch a game, it's a lot of fun, a lot of hits.
Well, see, and those are just things that have happened that have opened up here since Dr. Hall's come aboard. I think your philosophy is opening Simpson University
right
to the world.
That's right.
And you've done a pretty good job at that, looks
well,
like.
Well, thank you. We're just really, really proud to serve the Reading area, and as I say often, as Reading's hometown university, and most people know we're a Christian university, and we have a statement in the application that says we're a decidedly Christian university. These are the things we believe in. If you want to be a part of this, go ahead and write below in the application why you want to be a part of who we're becoming. And again, we make no apology for being rooted in our Christian faith. It makes an excellent space for decision making and ethics and morals for young people, and it gives them direction in their life in the Christian tradition. So, come on down and check us out. We're affordable, and we have our students get great jobs, and they graduate, and they go on to great graduate programs.
Well, the opening it up, so it's not such a, I shouldn't say one-dimensional. It's never been one-dimensional.
Right.
But it is now three-dimensional in the different aspects of it.
Right.
You know, like going back to our provost, Dale Simmons, is when you talk about digital media, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that is so huge right now.
Sure, sure. Well, the digital media world opens up all sorts of possibilities for the students. The communications piece of that, it's in their communications department for a reason. My associates at previous institutions who could not only design the excellent visuals that go along with the digital media, but could also design the print to go along with it, were in high demand in the profession, because often people will only be able to do one or the other. And if you have a really solid liberal arts education and train your students to be good communicators in general, and not just to be excellent technicians of a narrow field, they'll be much more marketable when they go out. And so helping them to become not only very, very excellent at the technical side of doing visual communications, but also the print side and the communication side and the interpersonal side of working with customers, being able to pitch your ideas and work with people and understand where they're coming from and listen to their needs and not just design things that you want to design, but to design it with a customer in mind is really critical.
Well, that's it's another arrow in their quiver. And again, we go back into the three-dimensional side of it.
Yes.
Instead of just learning how the mechanics work, you're learning on how to deal with customers and how to deal in cohorts. Because if you're a young person and or an older person has taken this class, you're going to be working with groups of people probably in many cases. And how do you get along? How do you be part of a team?
Yes.
Those kind of things.
That's right.
That's not easy. You know, Ted and I know it's that. You know, it's teams that, that achieve things many times. Of course, you know, you have your brilliant innovators that are in there. But being able to learn something that is here now and it's going to be the future and being able to work in that type of philosophy is important.
Exactly.
And, Carl, you've worked with Connor Sutton, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the kind of kid, he's the kind of young man that we'll be producing a whole lot more of in the future. You know, Connor could work with people. He knew the technology that drove podcasting.
People know Connor, but you don't really know him because he's the one that did all of our baseball games and did our football games.
Right.
He is an extraordinary and basketball for Simpson. He, you know, over the station here, an extraordinary young man who left because he is now in charge of what they're on field or on. It's someplace.
We don't even know. He has a broad spectrum of impact already in Sacramento.
That's right. And
with
he,
the Kings, with.
Yeah. He's been with the basketball, but now with the new professional
soccer
group.
That's right. So imagine producing a lot of young people like Connor, who can write, who can speak, who have skills in Microsoft, in coding and marketing with technology. That's the future. And anybody in business. At certainly at the C level or any manager level, knows how incredibly valuable young people are who can operate in that space.
Oh, yeah.
And so we know right away, you know, if you're in business, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get those young people in your space to be successful. It's non-negotiable. It's the future.
It is. Okay, we're going to take our last break of the day. I want to remind everybody about the centennial celebration for the American Legion Family Shasta Post in 197. 100 years. They found their original charter. And it was dated 100 years ago. So they're going to have a an event down at the Veterans Memorial Hall down there on Yuba Street next to the post office, celebrating the 100 years of service to the community, state, and nation. Live music, raffles, displays, info booths. Fancy coffee. Not sure what that is. Their programs and memberships and how you can help the veterans and community. Saturday, March 7th, 12 to 4 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll be right back with Simpson University. Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, 8:47 in the morning, 57 degrees out there.
I got a letterman sweater with a letter in front. I got for football and track. I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and bag.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
It's time to glow at the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Ted Leidy, my cohort, my wingman, my guy that watches my six.
Having a great morning.
Yeah, you know what? We got meetings afterwards with different people.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the 3rd of March, of course, 8:51 in the morning. It's going to be sunny today. It's going to go up to 80 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully. Though by Friday we'll have some rain coming in here. I know it's I want rain. Yeah, we need rain, my friends. Hopefully Friday, maybe Saturday, we'll get some rain in here. We're honored today to have Simpson University in here and Dr. Norman Hall, the president, and also the provost, Marshall. We'll call him new. By the way, you're going to be called the new guy for 25 years, Dale Simmons, the provost out there. As Ted reminded me, I'm Provost Marshall.
Yeah.
Takes care of everything out there.
That's who we had to go see when we ended up in a blotter.
The blotter. And you come in and see the first sergeant and you go, well, sir, it wasn't my fault.
Yep.
I was just there with a bunch of Marines. How did I know that?
I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about here? I'm a regular good soldier.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Dr. Hall, your nursing program is one of the best.
Well, we're really, really pleased, Carl. And one of the more recent, actually, there was a survey recently that put us number one in one of the polls. But by NCLEX scores, which is a nationally normed test, put us number 8 in California out of more than 140 schools. So we've already graduated 204 nurses in the service in the North State. And a real big thanks, by the way, to the local hospitals, because we provide over 50,000 hours of service through the clinical placements at our local medical facilities. And that's just another crown, a jewel in the crown of Reading, because that allows us to have a robust program that sends quality nurses out into the professional space like no other place. And so big thanks. And you, I think
well,
you mentioned
know, nurses,
go ahead.
Nurses are, can get a job anywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, virtually anywhere.
I think they could, if you went to the moon, there'd be a job there.
Oh, yeah, there'd be a nurse there checking people.
No question.
Yeah, no question.
That's right.
And then from nursing, you go on to other things, physician's assistant.
Absolutely.
All those that, again, they are livable wages when you get out of there. You are able to take care of yourself and a family. So, and it's male or female, of course. People think
right.
nurses, you know, but there's a lot of male nurses out there.
That's right.
Because they believe in service, too. One of the things that we don't talk about, or it's rare, is the economic impact that Simpson University has on our area here. I was totally surprised when I heard the numbers.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Carl. We had a company called ECI Consultants, and they specialize in economic impact of education or other industries' impact on a region. And we were delighted to see that our economic impact, because we bring a number of people here from out of state and lower state, is over $52 million a year for the Reading area. And over $99 million for the state of California, somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 million for the six-county region of the north that we also serve with a $10 million grant, a Gear Up and Upward Bound grant, mentoring hundreds and hundreds of kids in schools across our great north state. So,
what's included in that $52 million? Doctor, I mean you something know, just as basic as food and you know
sure.
that kind of stuff is one
because
sure. you know, you're buying from local people.
Yeah, buying gas. People don't think about that. Utilities, food, groceries, restaurants, entertainment, books. Students come up here and you know they go out and have their dinners here. They go to the bridge. They go to Turtle Bay and. They spend their dollars there.
Yeah, they just don't spend all their days in the dorms.
That's right.
And then also rentals, too, from
absolutely.
People going to school here.
And increasing numbers of young people are staying up here in the north because they love Simpson University. They want to be near, and they're looking for jobs and opportunities. So I'll be introducing pretty soon, we're going to have a new director of career services so that we can specialize in feeding students into quality jobs in the north in the new semester. So keep an eye on that.
Wow. This is, I mean, you know, people think they have a totally different concept of Simpson. They think you're a cloistered place there that you, you know, kids are, they're crawling to their next class on their knees, you know, these kind of things. But if you've ever been out on Simpson University, what you're going to find is a bunch of young people and you know, sometimes older people out there that are having a great time getting their education, friendly. I've enjoyed every time I've gone into classes I've taken out there when I was getting my teaching credentials. It was just they were super classes, super people in there. So
well, we are a comprehensive university. We have adult undergraduate students as well as traditional undergraduate students and graduate programming. So we have a very broad, diverse.
Well, you've got that one that course out there for people that want to get their degree.
Right.
And it's
Aspire or degree completion.
And right. You can get through and get your degree quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Master's in psychology and a seminary program offers a number of courses to prepare people for lay ministry and lay counseling. It's another hidden gem.
It is. It's just something else we do there. We being you.
That's right. No, we're we.
This is what's great too is that Simpson of Reading That's right. You want to be Simpsons University. You want to be Reading University.
That's right.
And people seem to forget that sometimes. Oh, we need to bring in a university. Well, we got a really good university that's expanding, and you've got room out there to expand some more.
That's right. And, you know, we just started, for instance, we just started swimming, Carl, right? And we have 7 qualifiers and 19 events at the Nationals this year in Knoxville, Tennessee. This team is small, so there's lots of opportunity for young men and women who want to be in sports and want to get a quality education. That's just an example. Go ahead. I think I cut you off.
No. I was just saying I've got about a minute left here. So,
okay.
No, I guess, yeah, about a minute left. So closing thoughts here from Dale Simmons, Simpson Provost.
We'd love to have you check us out. We're a growing institution, great new programming. Again, don't just think of us as a traditional undergraduate school. If you're an adult who has some credits that you've cobbled together from various places but haven't ever quite finished up your degree, our degree completion program can help you get across the finish line efficiently. We also have graduate programs that are available to you as options. Check us out.
Okay, you've got a fundraiser coming up here, too.
Golf tournament at Gold Hills. Last year it was a spectacular day on a spectacular course. We have a lot of fun, great prizes. So Gold Hills on April 24th. Look for more details on the Simpson webpage.
And again, I just want to remind everybody about the 18th annual Business Leadership Luncheon today at Simpson. And the guest speaker will be SR-71 Blackbird pilot Brian Chul. And this is going to be a good time. It always is. Tickets are $50. It's not too late to get there. You can just show up at the door, I guess. And doors open at 11:30, and the event begins at noon. So, Dr. Hall, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
With us.
Thank you.
And Dale Simmons, pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure to meet you.
I've always, you know, happy to meet provost marshals under a under oh, this yeah. type of yeah, it's much better, you know, yeah. like this. You know, you know, Ted and I have met provost marshals at other times, maybe not quite. Hey, tomorrow
a little more difficult.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler with us, and Friday Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?